Hey, we're back. You're listening to Lulu's Son Out Loud, The Chronicles of a Mad Asian. Guess who we have back today?
Dun, 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 it's a surprise.
Harry! Woo-hoo!
Hey, ladies, good to be back with you.
I know, Harry, it's so good to see you.
I feel like I've barely been involved this season, so this is like my favorite day.
We have missed you terribly.
Whoop, whoop.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Let's do it.
Today's topic is relationships between men and women.
Lulu, can I say that before we get started, you sound like you're just on the verge of crying because of your voice.
I'm. This is my sexy voice.
I'm gonna crack little on. Saucy minx.
Yeah. Trying to get over a cold. All right. So who's going to ask the first? Maybe I'll ask the first question.
What's the subject today, Lulu?
Oh my God, I just said it. Relationships between men and women.
Hey.
So what you're saying is this relationship with Harry is not going well?
Apparently.
Someone's not a good listener.
This our beginning is not good because he's not even listening.
Mm.
Which is a perfect, you know, topic for this podcast.
Perfect segue.
What was that?
Segue.
I'm kidding.
Okay. So who do you connect with more, men or women? We'll start off with that.
Ladies first.
So that's an interesting question for me because I have many really close girlfriends, but I also have a lot of really close dude friends. Like, I was the best man in a dude's wedding. I have a lot of really close dude friends. So I don't know. I would say I feel probably more connected with dudes most of the time, but most of my female friends that I'm really connected with are more, I don't want to say masculine in their characteristics and traits, but maybe so.
So I have it as strong, independent, non-bitchy women. That's my descriptive of your whatever you just said.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
I have a feeling we're all going to kind of be on similar pages here because I think I have very fast friendships or very easy conversation with the opposite sex.
Okay.
I get along very well with women. My circle of good friends is mostly guys.
Why is that though? For me, I connect well with men. Women, it's very hard for me to build that trust because, again, the stereotype, they're just petty, naturally. They're very gossipy, and I'm not into that. So with men, I just feel like, I don't know. Are they just, do they just want to listen to me? I don't know.
So I was thinking about this, and I know specifically, like, coming from a standpoint where I'm not married, I'm in a long-term relationship, I'm not interested in having a lot of female friends. It, with the assumption being that I see them like one-on-one or just in a group without my partner. That's kind of disrespectful to me. I like to have a good friendship and then keep a distance.
I can't sit in a room with a bunch of women talking about my fucking hair, makeup, nails.
You have some strange conversations with your group of girlfriends, though.
No, I don't talk to these people anymore, so there's a difference.
Oh, okay, okay. They've been excommunicated from the friendship circle.
That's right. Okay. You need to talk about fucking dirty underwear.
But isn't that kind of the same thing to what I'm saying? You don't want to sit around with a group of women. You'd rather be with the opposite sex because you, for whatever reason, seem to get along with them a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume that the conversation that a group of ladies have amongst each other is going to be different than one that I would have if I were in that group.
I guess the real question is why do we feel comfortable talking to the opposite sex?
I don't know. And this is when I was thinking about this topic, I kept rolling it around in my head and coming up empty because I was like, to me, the sex of the person I'm talking to, the gender of that person is much less important than how they are operating, right? Like, I want somebody who can handle direct communication, who has a crude sense of humor,
yes,
who's a no bullshit person. And I don't care if you have a penis or not. Like,
yeah,
let's just hang out and have fun.
You might not. How's Agent J feel about that?
You know, actually, he's pretty good about it, which was something. So it was interesting. I mentioned earlier about being the best man in that wedding, which was a really weird dynamic. The guy who was getting married, obviously, we were fine with it. We grew up like brother and sister. But I was very concerned going into it about what his fiance was going to think about it. And she actually, to her credit, was awesome about it. But her family was bizarre. They were all like, so y'all have never dated.
You're this fiance stealing slut,
never,
huh?
Right, exactly. I was like, ew, gross. Like, don't even say that. That makes my stomach turn. Blah. So I don't, you know, I have friendships like that where I have people in my life who are like my brother. And so I think Agent J understands that because it's just always been there. It's always been present, and there's never been anything more. So,
but isn't Agent J's best friend a female?
Yes. See? Actually.
How ironic.
Yeah. So it's really weird for me to hear that because I just can't imagine both people, being you and Agent J, being comfortable with that. You know, that doesn't mean it's wrong. That's just the way I would approach that would be different.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I think it takes a high degree of trust, right? And knowing that we're comfortable that the other person is not looking for that or needing that. And if you did that, well, then that's a whole conversation. But I trust you to have the respect for me to not have that happen.
I mean, that's a solid foundation.
Okay, Harry, my husband, his group of friends, they are male. Mm-hmm. What about your significant other?
I would say that Miss Reed would probably make faster friends with men than women. And I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, like, we've had very open conversations about friends on either of our sides if they're opposite sex. And I feel that as long as you have a good open communication chain, you're not going to run into issues.
But do you feel like it's challenging to speak to your own partner because they are the opposite sex? That's a deep question.
Well, it depends if anybody's listening to me when I'm talking.
That's say it again.
I can't laugh out
exactly.
Loud because
no. I mean, we communicate pretty well, and especially if there's something like I do know, or rather, I'll say early on when she and I first started dating, maybe like a 6 months or a year into it. There was a friendship that she had, and I brought up a point where I said, some things are above water right now, but I feel like that's a for now thing. Not on her side. She had no idea. I believe I ended up being correct about that, so ended up taking care of that. But that's just because I was paying attention.
Hmm.
Now, let me ask you something spicy. You're in someone's wedding, been a friend for a long time. Off the cuff here, you are aware that they've jacked off thinking about you.
Yes, I was thinking that same thing.
I mean,
totally.
I don't know.
You
like,
know
I,
that.
I'm not even joking. I have known this guy and grew up with him from the time I was 3 months old. His mom was my babysitter. Like, we literally grew up as if we were brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean anything.
And he's still jacked off to you multiple times.
What about you?
Sorry, that's just
you
how
brought
it is.
Up the question.
Yeah, so
are you doing it with
my,
your female friends?
I believe that men and women can absolutely have platonic friendships.
I'm trying to think of who I've masturbated to.
I do think that if you find yourself having a friendship or something, it's natural to have thoughts like that. Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit dangerous to have friends of the opposite sex because at some point it tends to go that way. And we'll get into some numbers about that later
you
on.
You don't trust yourself in these situations.
Ooh, of course not. I'm an idiot.
Called you out.
I know enough to put in a barrier to protect myself. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's good. Good self-awareness.
So I tell you what, while we're on this subject, let me bring out the Data Daddy notebook.
Yeah,
here.
Do it, Data Daddy. We haven't heard from you in a while.
I took this topic to be more of, is it possible for men and women to have a friendship or to have
a
relationship?
That's a good point, yeah.
So, specifically Americans, 58% of Americans have acknowledged a friendship with a member of the opposite sex.
Okay. It's men, like the divorce rate.
I think we'll get into why that's
okay.
Pretty good. Men are more likely to have those friendships or at least to acknowledge them. And it's like 63% of men said yes versus 53% of women, which means women are hiding the opposite sex friendships. But we'll continue that as well.
He sounds like he's going to fart. Yes. Why are women lying?
Well, you know, maybe.
Which is why I don't like to hang out with women.
Maybe they don't really think it's a real friendship, you know, because just like I'm saying with a guy who wants to kind of put a buffer in and make sure it's above board, you would have to assume that there are women like, yeah, no, we're nothing. We're just friends. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
So we've been clear. You tend to make good friendships with men, Lulu.
Yes.
Spicy.
I think both. Yeah. I play the middle of the field here.
She talks to strangers everywhere, at the same time.
Anybody who will embrace the ridiculousness that I bring, they're in.
Anyone who's lucky enough to, yeah.
Yes, we'll go with that.
Do you believe that men and women can have platonic friendships with zero sexual tension?
Yes.
I do. I really do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I have had friendships where there was definitely sexual tension on the dude's part. But I have had relationships with friends where there wasn't.
So that does back up the facts from psychologytoday.com. Men do tend to catch feelings in these platonic friendships more than women do.
Which is so interesting. You would think it would be the opposite. Although, you know, guys get put in the friend zone. So, yeah.
Women have a tendency to be psychotic as well. Someone's going to shoot me over that comment.
Let's just mute my laughter to that.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to cut you off because I'm going to forget this thought.
Do it.
We were talking about guys masturbating to their female friends. What about women masturbating to women?
Women masturbating to women?
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay, he's a fan.
Well, wait. How do you mean? Do you mean like that would be
with their friends? Do you ever, women with women or men with men, do you think that they ever think about that?
This is a brand new throwback to Naked Bitch Stew.
Yes.
Drunk Bitch Stew.
Mm.
That was season one, I believe, that's episode correct. Three.
Yeah, being naked? Yeah. Is that being naked?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a good episode.
It was. Gem. It was actually one of our popular ones. It's our top five.
Oh, for good reason.
From data analytics.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm confused with the question here, Lulu. So are you saying, I mean, because...
Same sex.
Well, I know I get that. But I mean, to me, it depends on your sexual interests. Like, if you're into women, then you probably would masturbate to one of your female friends.
I still don't believe that you have to be bisexual or a lesbian to think that way.
To find another human attractive?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've never, like, had a night out at a bar with some friends and then gone home and jerked off to my bestie. You know, that's a big old 0%.
I have a little note here and I can't remember why I put it, but I put V-motions. So it must have meant vagina motions.
Vaginal motions?
Vaginal, vagina. I don't know what it meant.
Huh.
Can't wait to find out at some point this episode.
It might come back to me.
Okay, so we were talking. Men are more likely to acknowledge the relationships. However, men also tend to be the problem in these relationships.
I'm glad we've come to acknowledge that.
That we have, yeah. And you know what? I mean, that makes sense. Truth be told, I think we've talked about it in a previous episode, but it may not be this way coming up today. But there are generations of men that have just never been told anything nice. So to have a friendship with someone who is not someone you're tied to romantically is a really wonderful thing. And that's why I think it's kind of it's a risky hill to climb.
I can get on that.
Yeah.
It's nice to be appreciated or have someone laugh at your jokes. That's pretty much all it is.
Kind of going back to dysfunctional people in general.
Oh, I'm really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I did have some fun statistics about people who are friendships and then get into relationships.
Okay.
This one I have a bit of a hard time believing, but I can cite my source. 42% of people that acknowledge that they were friends first and then married started as friends with benefits. So it may also just be a way to get out of the awkward, like, hey, would you like to go on a date with me? And we could just be friends and build that up kind of naturally and organically. And then, you know, you suddenly have a house and a kid and a dog.
Well, it's also a good way to test out the product. You know, if you're going to be tied to it for life.
But
you know?
a friendship with benefits is not exactly an opposite sex friendship. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah. because being friends with someone of the opposite sex to me inherently implies that it's platonic and non-physical.
I see what you mean. Specifically friendship.
Yes.
So friendship. I gotcha. Okay.
I'm still trying to think about the friends with benefits and turning into something serious, because I'm trying to rewind, 25 years of relationship. Oh, well, okay. I've been in a committed one. Let's just not lie there. But beforehand, I don't recall that turning into a relationship being, at least for me.
Do you think times have changed? Like, maybe. Do you think that's playing a role?
Maybe.
I don't know. To me, they filled very different needs. To me, anybody that was a friend with benefits would never have made that transition.
That's right, because it was just relationship. It was just sex.
And there were guidelines, there were metrics, and you knew where they fell. And
did you just say metrics?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yes. And you knew that they weren't going to get out of that
box. For that area.
But we've talked about this. I'm a corporate boy.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Like, to me,
he's got fucking charts and shit strengths. Over the years.
Everybody has their things they're good at and their needs that they can fulfill.
They got a metric on everything they're good at.
Yeah. You know, and if they have that certain skill, or they look like maybe they do, maybe that's the need they need to fill, and then I'll keep looking for someone to fill the rest of the needs.
So there's no stigma around like a brand new potential of a friendship with someone of the opposite sex then?
I mean, I lie. I'm very particular. But yeah, I could totally meet some dude tomorrow and be like new friends. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's really cool. It does tend to be more possible for people that are younger and not in established relationships, right? Where you kind of have that freedom to just meet anyone or be okay with that. Hmm. Sounds like you've reached like a different plane of trust, and that's really cool.
I think to me, at this age, I could meet a dude tomorrow and be friends with him, but it becomes, I think the complication arises at this age, because it's not just you and him that are the question. It's you, your significant
That's
other,
right.
him, his significant other. And, you know, in playing that game and doing that dance with his significant other, you want to be respectful. And, you know, like, so it's almost like, you know what? Fuck it. It's not even worth the effort, right?
Now, I'm going to turn this around a little bit. Do you feel like that you can be more open conversation-wise with your friends of the opposite sex versus the friends with the same sex?
Hands down.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would think that guys would just talk like in a big group, talking about dick, sex, like all of these things. What the hell do they all talk about? When I ask my husband, he doesn't say anything. He's like, oh, we just talk about life. Really? What the fuck?
I would say he's correct. You know, haven't we talked about the difference between men and women just in public restrooms?
Yes.
Women are fucking disgusting.
Well, yeah.
You all are the ones that have fun conversations today. I'm talking about the pressures of like providing for my family and what stock I should invest in next with my best guy friends.
Really?
Yeah. And then we spend 10 minutes talking about some vacation that we can plan that's never going to happen, where we can all get away and just blow stuff off.
That's like so boring. I talk about vaginas and dicks and like, did you wipe your asshole clean today?
How are you listening to season 3 of this and you don't have a bidet yet?
Well,
seriously, we have one now.
That's right.
Yeah. I just can't.
Spice and I were trading Amazon wish list before Christmas last year.
I'm not even talking about it, because our next podcast, that's part of it. I don't have a bidet.
Mm. Yeah. Why don't reasons you don't have a bidet?
Jewisha.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-mm.
But no, I mean, conversations that I have with my guy friends, everyone that's in my circle, I don't believe we have a filter. It's not like we need to keep up a public persona or something like that. We just don't talk about stuff like that.
Do you feel like it's because, you know, like males have a tendency to kind of hold in emotions?
Okay, so this is, okay, I love that you just said that, because when I was thinking about this topic, like I said, I kept going into this like whole thing of like the person versus the gender versus, you know, and so where I really started going was societal norms and the role that they play in all of this, right? Like being conditioned to act a certain way and to communicate with people a certain way. And like, are you taught not to ever talk about your emotions? Most dudes are taught that way, right? So having a conversation with a female who's very emotionally oriented by her upbringing, that's going to be a really uncomfortable situation. So I don't know. I really started to go down that path of like what we're all conditioned to mm-hmm. in our upbringing and how that impacts our ability to have relationships together.
Yeah, I like to talk about deep shit with everybody. What's your life going to be like? What do you see? What are your relationships like? Do you hate your husband? Do you hate your girlfriend? Like,
I mean, that works out really well with strangers at like a happy hour.
What time do you poop in the morning?
Are you regular?
Yeah.
How many times a day?
Do this you fart in public? This is the shit I talk about. I'm not ashamed.
I don't know. I'm like reflecting right now about the most recent conversations that I've had with my friends. And I would say my closest friend, the vast majority of our conversations revolve around puns and movie quotes.
I can see that about you. That happens quite frequently.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dad jokes and corny humor when I'm with my guys, but we love that. It's not like corny or cheesy. It's just fun.
It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it's entertaining.
Good
it's
old
stupid
fashioned
humor.
Innocent fun.
It's like watching Nacho Libre, right? Sometimes your brain just needs a break. Yep.
Yeah, I am. I'm so curious as to the other things that you guys talk about.
I mean, I ask some questions. I'll tell you the last time I had a conversation about it with a guy friend.
Okay. When was do you ever talk about sex with your partner, with your friends?
I wouldn't say we talk about details as much as it comes up like, hey man, you know, happy anniversary. You guys rent a hotel room and wreck it? That type of thing. Mm. That's as far as I need to
see. I like the details. I want to know what positions were you in?
Wait. Are you saying that with the same sex friend or different?
Both. Because I'm like just that fucking nosy.
Yeah, I don't have conversations like that.
I don't either.
I told you, to me, that's like a deep conversation. Like you're digging down to a different level, right? And like picking down the onion layers. I want to know this shit.
I don't think that's a male or female thing. I think you're just nosy.
Yeah.
Maybe because I have no drama in my life.
She likes drinking the tea.
Yeah, that's right. No. I mean, I don't know. We talk about like frequency. It's kind of more along the lines of what you're talking about, Harry. Like we'll talk about frequency or like, is it good? Whatever. But that's it.
I mean,
then it's like, yeah, I don't need to know more.
I had dinner with my longest friend, my longest lasting friend. We've been friends for like 20 years now. And what I can remember off the cuff of what we talked about was like how his chickens are doing. That was the most interesting part outside of the standard life updates. It's just about like being there with my buddy and feeling that all is well.
And no pressure to talk about anything, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's the joke about bachelor parties. Like, oh yeah, we sat there and played poker and just talked. You know, there's a little wiggle room in that. But that's honestly an ideal night.
Random question. Do either of you pluck your partner's eyebrows?
That is so weird. No, I don't pluck them. Because there's not many left.
His
eyebrows have been thinning.
Do not pluck eyebrows, but I did have to pull a hair out of a mole, and I'm not going to say the location. That was also
I do pluck ear hairs. Yeah, hairs are tough when you get older, man.
She plucks mine because I can't grow like a mustache or facial hair, but I can. I guarantee.
Really?
If you give me 48 hours, I will have the worst unibrow.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
You seem like you're...
Hey, fuck you, man.
I don't need this shit
from my opposite sex friend.
I meant that in a very good way. You have very healthy hair.
Ladylike?
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
So
we were talking about goats.
Just like summarizing here. So all three of us, long-term relationships, there are no like steadfast rules about any opposite sex friendships. Mm-mm. I don't give that
There's
to Ms.
trust.
Reed. She can do whatever she wants. I do have trust in that. I feel like that may not be true for like the general mass.
Well, and I will tell you, so I know we're trying to wrap this up, but I do have something else that just kind of came up for me. When Agent J and I got together, he had a couple of girlfriends, female friends, who were kind of like what you were saying before, Harry, about the dude wanting something more. They clearly had some deeper feelings for him, and they expressed some displeasure at our relationship that he literally ended up parting ways with those friendships because they were uncomfortable with us dating. So I think it's on a situation-by-situation basis.
At some point, and I feel like that's probably very common – at some point, you've all had your backup, right? You started seeing Agent J. Hey, this is great. It's nice. If it doesn't work out, you know, Billy's still going to be there, right? Lulu?
Yeah.
You understand at least what I'm saying. Yep. Not saying that you've had one. So, I mean, that's kind of a premise for this is never a good idea, but we figured out how to make it work now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I can say any female friend I've had knows Miss Reed.
Well, as they should, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't
as
want to put her in a situation where I'm just out with randoms or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Every friend that I've had, whether it's male or female, not every single one of them knows my husband.
But he's fine with it.
Yeah, he don't care.
Okay. He trusts you. That's good.
Yeah.
Can't buy that.
Can't buy me love.
I think you can have anything for the right price, Harry.
I would have thought so until season one of Lulu over there.
Yeah, Lulu. Lulu has no, you can't pay me anything.
What did I say? I said, like, if I just dropped $1 million at your feet, you wouldn't suck my dick right now?
No, I wouldn't. No. I wouldn't.
To be fair, if you dropped $25 at my feet, I'd try and do it myself.
There's a bet.
Who needs friends?
Well, we'll just close out on that one. Cheers to relationships.
Good to be back. See you next time, ladies.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.